A class struggle is underway in the federal government among employees. Two congressional updates to the federal employee retirement system are creating different groups of FERS employees, and that's on top of other changes to the program. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. Tammy, I had Jerry Buchholz from NASA on the program earlier this week, and she pointed out that we are coming up on the very beginning, within the next year or so, the very beginnings of FERS employees starting to leave the federal government in big numbers. And I wonder if you starting to hear that from people is the inspiration for wanting to take a look at this. Thanks for being on the program today.
Hi, Francis. Yeah, thanks for having me. We now have FERS employees who have over 30 years of service. So incredibly, we still call it the new system, but yet federal employees have been under it for a full career. So we are going to start seeing probably the majority of people retiring in the coming years under FERS rather than CSRS, because for the most part, CSRS is really phasing out and FERS has taken over.
You write, many veteran employees would choose CSRS without hesitation, but others just might find FERS is better. I understand at this point in time we don't get to choose, but it does, I think it's constructive because a lot of people, not just in this situation, but just in life in general, suffer from the grass is always greener syndrome. You point out a couple of categories of folks that might find FERS better for them, and you write, people with less than 30 years of federal service or who don't retire from federal service might find FERS better. Why is that?
Absolutely, because one of the basic designs of the FERS system was to make it a more portable system so that federal employees who spent part of their career in the private sector would easily transition their benefits back and forth. Because about the time that FERS started back in the early 80s, the idea of a employer-sponsored savings plan or a 401k, or we now have the TSP, was becoming popular. So when federal employees leave federal service, they can take their TSP with them along with their Social Security coverage. And likewise, when employees come from private industry, they can bring their 401k with them and, of course, their past Social Security coverage. So it kind of goes with you. The only part of FERS that's unique to federal employees is that basic pension benefit, which is really something that most private sector employees don't even have.
You write, if you retire under CSRS, your Social Security benefit can be reduced or eliminated by the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset. I'm not an expert on your level, but I didn't know that was possible. I thought if you retired under FERS, you got your Social Security no matter what.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's the other benefit, because under FERS, you will have a Social Security-based retirement system, but under CSRS, that's where your Social Security benefit can be reduced or eliminated. So for CSRS employees who have spent their entire career in federal service, I will have to say that's a really good system. But for federal employees who don't spend their full career in federal service, and I'm talking about from out of school until retirement, then I really think FERS can provide a lot more flexibility and the ability to have just as good of retirement income.
Another category,
in a different way.
Oh, another category of employees that will wind up with a better deal under FERS, you write, is those who work past the age of 62. And if we learn anything from the retirement numbers that we've seen, it's that a whole lot of people are sticking around past 62, aren't they, Tammy?
Yeah, and not always for financial reasons, surprisingly. I meet a lot of employees every day who can well afford to retire, but they just simply like what they do and they still feel useful. They want to finish projects that they've been working on and see them through to finish. So you'll find that a lot of federal employees do end up working past age 62, which allows their Social Security benefits to get closer to either the full benefit or in some cases even pick up delayed credits for working past age 66. And in addition to that, if you're still working past age 66, you could receive Social Security retirement while you're still working. So for those reasons, people who work later in life, sometimes FERS is the better system.
The final category of employees that you write about who are going to get a better deal under FERS is employees who understand how to invest for retirement. And I am guessing that you mean three particular letters in this case.
Yes. Exactly right, TSP. The TSP is really a mystery for many federal employees, believe it or not. We've had it for close to 30 years now, but yet federal employees are still afraid of investing. They look at it as a risk-taking. They look at it as a gamble. And I think that is going to come to a better way through more education. So I think federal employees really need to understand what it means to manage money for retirement and how the stock market really works to your advantage over the long haul. Because I just meet too many people, especially under FERS, who are 100% G fund because they're afraid of the risk and the volatility of the markets.
It's a worse risk to do what they're doing than it is to get into the CSRI, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll just mean that they're going to have to work longer than they had planned or not have quite the retirement benefit that they had hoped for.
Right. Why is that? Is it just because the type of person who generally chooses to work for the federal government doesn't have a bent toward that kind of thing?
I think it's just like anything else. You know, some people just don't like numbers. They don't like to deal with money and paying bills. You know, even in married couples, usually one spouse will take care of the money and the other spouse says, you know, just leave me out of it. But in this case, anybody who has a TSP account, it really does pay to get a basic financial education on how money works and how to manage money for retirement setting goals, because there is a lot to learn. It's not hard. It just takes a little bit of time.
What a wonderful segue into an effort that you are doing along with your friend and colleague, Michael Shalansky, unlocking the keys to your TSP.
Correct. Yeah. So we started this last year, as you know. We were doing a webinar series for employees who sometimes don't get to come to the live training. We hear so often that many federal employees are left out of those three-day seminars for pre-retirement planning, and some agencies simply don't have the budget for mid-career planning. So we're doing a series of webinars, and this one coming up in February is going to be all about the TSP and really focusing on managing your money and managing your money in retirement as well, as we're seeing all these federal employees under FERS start to move into retirement and really not sure, you know, what they can do, what they should do, and how to take care of that investment while they're in their retirement years to make sure it lasts as long as they do.
We're going to put a link to your webinar at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth so folks can learn more about it. I think, I'm not at the level by any means that you are and your colleagues are. Bob Lines, your co-host on For Your Benefit every Monday morning at 10 on Federal News Radio. But I do get questions, and overwhelmingly the questions that I get are things that I would figure are kind of basic questions about the thrift savings plan. Good thing, because it means I can answer them. But I continue to be interested in the level of knowledge that people have about the TSP and what's available to them, the choices that they have, and so on.
Yeah, unfortunately or fortunately, whatever you want to call it, it's an audience participation sport.
Yeah.
So it's not like the civil service where you can just work for the government for 35 years and just simply retire. With FERS, you do have to participate not just at retirement, but the whole way through. And like I said, it does take a little education. It's not hard, but it does pay to understand it.